Bible Basics, Study 5, The Kingdom of God. 5.2. The Kingdom of God is not now established. There is a widely held notion that God's kingdom is now fully in existence, being comprised of present believers, the church. Whilst in prospect the true believers have been saved and given potential places in the kingdom, there can be no doubt that we cannot now be fully in the kingdom, seeing that Christ has not yet returned to establish it. It should be obvious, from what we have studied so far, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Our inheritance is our salvation, which will be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. We are heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him. James chapter 2, verse 5. Seeing that baptism makes us heirs of the promise to Abraham, which promises comprise the basic gospel of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Galatians chapter 3, verse 8. And verses 27 to 29. It is therefore common to come across promises of inheriting the kingdom at Christ's return when the promises to Abraham will be fulfilled. Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5. The very use of this language of future inheritance shows that the kingdom is not the believer's present possession. Jesus told a parable to correct those who thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. In the meantime, he left his servants with certain responsibilities. When he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him and judged them. Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to 27. The nobleman represents Christ going away into the far country of heaven to receive the kingdom, with which he returns at the time of judgment, i.e. the second coming. It is therefore impossible that the servants should possess the kingdom now during the time of their Lord's absence. The following provide further proof of this. My kingdom is not of this world, Jesus plainly stated, John chapter 18, verse 36. However, even at that time he could say, I am a king, John chapter 18, verse 37, showing that Christ's present kingship does not mean that his kingdom is now established. Even the faithful in the first century are described as waiting for the kingdom of God. Mark chapter 15, verse 43. Christ told his disciples that he would never again drink wine until I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Matthew chapter 26, verse 29. This clearly implies that the kingdom was to be in the future, which is how people understood Christ's preaching of the glad tidings, i.e. advanced proclamation of the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 8, verse 1. Blessed is he that shall, in the future, eat bread in the kingdom of God, was their comment. Luke chapter 14, verse 15. Luke chapter 22, verses 29 and 30, continue this theme. I appoint unto you a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. Jesus explained signs which would herald his second coming, and concluded with the comment, When you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. Luke chapter 21, verse 31. This is nonsense if the kingdom is now in existence before the second coming. We must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Acts chapter 14, verse 22. No wonder every suffering believer earnestly prays for the kingdom to come. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. God has called you unto his kingdom. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. In response, we must seek entrance to that kingdom through a spiritual life now. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.